Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. Execution, execution, execution. On this day, December 18th, in the year 1833, the news of a proposed execution of a number of criminals was published in the Barbadian. In further reporting, the editor of the newspaper lamented the state of criminality on the island and the depraved, disgusting, and heinous nature of the acts that had been perpetrated. The observation was made that the condemnation of six men to death at the same time was unprecedented and the darkest day on the court calendar in the history of the island. According to the newspaper, this state of affairs had significantly affected the community and spoke loudly to the depravity of the times. Reporting further revealed that those condemned to be executed were three British soldiers holding the rank of private and stationed at the garrison. James Hutchinson and James McAlpine were both charged with sodomy, while Michael O'Brien, also a private of the garrison, was charged with bestiality. Additionally, William Taylor and Richard, two enslaved men, were charged with murder, and John, another enslaved man, was charged with a felony, which was not detailed in the article. The execution of Private Michael O'Brien of the 67th Regiment was carried out at the garrison parade ground, while the enslaved men William Taylor and Richard met their fate at the yard of the town jail on Thursday, December 19th. The sentences of British soldiers Private James Hutchinson, Private James McAlpine, and the enslaved man John were not carried out on the same day because their death warrants had not yet been signed by the chief magistrate. Reporting on the details regarding preparing the six condemned men for the end of life, the Reverend Hart, accompanied by the garrison chaplain, officiated at a service held at the town hall and included all the prisoners housed in the town jail. These final moments for the six were meant to be ones of contemplation, an opportunity for self-accountability and to seek God's forgiveness for the sins of this life, and a possible about-face for the other prisoners. To this end, Reverend Hart prayed fervently and spoke on the subjects of death, judgment, and the mercies of God. Editorial analysis concluded, and I quote, "There is every reason to believe that this affecting address made a sensible impression, especially on the slave men convicted of murder," end quote. Two of the three convicted enslaved persons were executed in the confines of the yard of the town jail. The other convict to be executed on the same day was Private O'Brien, who was transported from his cell at the town jail to the garrison parade ground, where he was also executed. Just before his death, he exhorted his comrades and all those present to abstain from evil company, gambling, and drunkenness, as these vices had been largely responsible for his ultimate demise. Adding that while he forgave the witnesses against him, he hoped that God would not forgive them. Editorial analysis again suggested that Private O'Brien, quote, "went out of this world in a wretched state of mind with an unforgiving feeling," end quote.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.